declaration for follow-up visit, Sharon Fields, Sharon P, like Paul, Eals. Sharon Fields' date of birth is 6/16/1975. The patient is presenting here with severe headaches, pain in the neck and the lower back with the constant radiation to both arms, both legs in a globe-like fashion. And she reports that she joined the work 3 months ago as a housekeeper, where she is about to throw the trash and mopping and help with the vacuuming, but she could not manage to do that. She did have an accident in 6/4/2022, where she was involved in a driver's side impact T-bone fashion, and her car spinned 360 degrees. This accident happened in 6/4/2022, but it is all, the claim is all done, and she also saw a chiropractor in that accident with Dr. Mustafa. Currently, her pains have remained quite severe. And she is here for relief. She has been provided with 2 epidural injections for the lumbar and a 1 series of injection to the cervical, C2 to C7. And that brought her temporary relief at the time when they were done. So the date of service is 12/7/2023 that I'm discussing. Pain level is 9, ADLs are 9. She reports no relief, in fact, worsening of the symptoms. Please review the chart for ADLs for system review, as well as additional history, substance abuse, and a compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 142/79, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from the previous visit of 11/21/2023. Dictation number will be 1121-049. The plan is to continue the injection treatment for her, consisting of lumbar epidural steroid injection. Based on the findings of the MRIs, she has a broad-based central disc osteophyte complex, C23, C34, C45. And C56, C67, C71, leading to various neuroforamen narrowing. And patient is advised to do cervical traction, at-home cervical yoga exercises for posture, as well as heat treatment, laser treatment, chiropractic treatment. In the lumbar spine, the MRIs are showing facet joint arthropathy at L5-S1, L4-L5, L3-L4, and L2-L3. For which patient is advised to have a radio frequency ablation preceded by a medial branch block and the facet joint injection times 2. She also has a ligament of flavum hypertrophy at L4, L5 and a bulging disc at L3-4 and L2-3 requiring few injections of steroid epidural injections. All the previous MRIs from dated 2017, 2018, 2019, 2023, they all have been discussed with the patient. Patient has been advised the role of active exercise, collagen, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and laser treatment also. Home treatment has been advised to the patient. And the patient is being ordered an EMG and nerve conduction test for her glove-like numbness and tingling in upper extremity and lower extremity to identify the issue. She's being referred to a neurosurgery for a consultation for a surgical issues. A CT scan of both the sacroiliac joint was also ordered to identify any issues with the sacroiliac joint. A quad cane was ordered, tension unit, cervical pillow has been ordered. Physical therapy evaluation was ordered already for her, and she's undergoing chiropractic treatment. We'll be seen for the next series of injections in January. Thank you.